Next one is pizza styles. You guys have a favorite pizza style?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. You what can go first.
Tavern style, pizza, extra thin crust, piled high toppings.
Yeah, okay. we have a tavern style chain up where I grew up in Bay City called B&C. That was my favorite. And we still get pizza from B&C and we'll bring it down to Lansing to eat it.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's a tavern style, and then you just get the explosion, which is like everything under the sun on that bitch. And it's still square cut, and I need to get you some of it, man. You need to try it. There's a good tavern style here, though. It is Art's Pub. I think I've told you that.
I would try it out.
You told me, and my buddy Jared Oswald told me about Art's Pub.
Yeah, they do a good tavern style, but it's artisanal. So they're going to do some liberties, you know. But it's still good. Still good stuff.
That's fair.
What about you? What's your favorite style?
I do like Detroit style.
Yeah, Detroit's up there.
I don't know if it's my favorite. I don't agree with that Dave Portnoy guy.
Like, yeah, on one
most
bite.
Of his opinion when he goes there, obviously, like the one bite is like because he takes like four or five.
It's he does one bite and then one bite of the crust. Yeah, and then he does like another bite,
which is fair. Yeah. But it's funny. But yes, so I don't agree with because he came here and he graded Green Lantern lower than I thought it deserved. But I do like a New Haven pizza, which is what he says is like the best.
Yeah.
And I think that is like probably top up there, or like a but I don't know where to find a New Haven.
That is a specialty.
Area in Connecticut.
You have to find somebody who understands and knows how to make those pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Either from that area that opened up a shop here.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna recreate that shit.
Hold on.
Yeah. Clapping. You can have a bad
we're
one.
Clapping for audio. 1, 2, 3. But nobody can recreate that pizza.
Yeah,
so.
It's technique.
Have you had it?
Yes. Yeah. And I've had good ones and I've had bad ones. When you have the bad ones, you're like, this wasn't worth it. When you have the good ones, you're like, this is probably the best kind of pizza there is.
Where'd you get it at?
New York.
Okay. Nice.
A while ago, but around here, so like the way I order my pizza, if I order from a chain, Jets is probably like top tier to me, and I'll just get like a regular pie, either Detroit or around, and I'll get Cajun seasoning all over the pizza, pepperoni and jalapeno.
Nice.
That's how I order my pizza.
Yep. That's not bad.
My girl's pizza is pepperoni and jalapeno.
That's good, dude.
That's her shit. Tell her to get Cajun seasoning all over. Like, if you guys get crust flavors or just get Cajun on the crust, it's so good.
Okay.
But,
Cajun seasoning. That's so good.
It's my favorite.
I think it's like basic blackened seasoning. It's like,
like a blackened Cajun?
Yeah.
I only know those two words together because of Popeyes.
Let's go.
But
make some blackened salmon.
Yeah.
It'll change your life, dude.
Oh, yeah. And I do need to explore more fish stuff. I was telling Darius I'm allergic to shellfish, so a lot of my favorite like seasoning dishes, like Creole stuff, like I can't even eat it, which sucks. But all right, next thing, best wing spot / chain.
Okay.
Mostly chain, but you can name like
Captain J's.
Captain J's? That's I don't think I've ever had it.
It's a Detroit.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
I've had Sweetwaters.
Dude, it's that's probably my favorite. Captain J's. They used to know me as a 10-piece with a side of stuffed jalapenos.
Oh, nice.
Over there. I used to deliver on Gratiot and 6 Mile.
10 pieces
here. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would stop right there with my big ass purple truck. Because I worked for Stone, and I'd be like, nobody fucked with the purple truck. Purple carries so much weight in Detroit, you know, it's so crazy. Like,
because of the fucking mob, man.
Yeah, Purple Gang.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that since I was a kid.
Yeah, Stone was rumored, you know, they started the same year that the Prohibition ended. All right, and Purple Gang were bootleggers, so.
Makes sense.
I mean, were already in the restaurants. Now give it. We'll do
when
context.
I see old Italian dudes just hanging outside of ice cream spots, not eating ice cream.
Yeah.
It's like you a gelato. I'm like, this is owned by a family.
Yeah. Costa Nostra.
Yeah.
So wing joints. Chicago, obviously. Harold's.
Yep.
Here. East Side Fish Fry,
Lansing.
One
really of Lansing's best.
The deal for me because I ordered probably about $90 worth of food from them one day. I was like, I'm fucking sick of this shit. I was like, I need wings. I need, you know, catfish.
Yeah, they got catfish nuggets.
And they deliver, dude. And yeah, that kind of sealed the deal.
They're good too, dude.
Locally. Huh.
Yeah, have to try that.
Yeah, and then they
you can bring food in and they'll fucking prepare it too.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you like
what?
If you deep sea fish or some shit and you bring in
heard of stuff like that. Okay.
A fish fry.
They'll fucking fry your shit up or they'll fucking bake your shit or they'll season your shit and then you can pay for it and then take it home and eat it.
Yeah, I'm freezing. So awesome. They'll sell you the chicken raw on EBT. You use your EBT to buy the chicken raw, and then they give you like, "Hey, you want us to fry it?" And like, "Yeah, $5 to fry it," and you get you $5 for your fucking meal. You
know? Oh, that's awesome.
They work with the community.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Sounds like it. Yeah, that's what's up.
Eastside.
Yeah, yeah. Any type of spot that has like that. A lemon pepper, and it's not like your fucking wing stop lemon pepper. It's not like it's a classic rub, you know, kind of seasoning that they throw on as soon as it comes out of the fryer, and it just sticks like glue, and it's just.
Oh and I gosh. Got a good recipe, by the way.
Oh, you
that
you
I
did
learned from one of the guys that I follow.
Yeah,
Matt Broussard, who I think is from Texas, but he cooks out of Seattle. Dehydrated lemon peels,
and then in
an oven, so you can do it at home. You can make your own lemon pepper rub. At home. So take lemon peels, fucking put them in the oven, bake them on low for, you know, 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
I would like to fuck with that.
Get them out, crush them up, throw some pepper, throw some garlic salt into that shit.
I have some racks that are for like chips, you know, or like laying out stuff like that to put in the oven. I never use them though.
But that's how he did it. Yeah. And he threw a little bit of MSG in that shit too.
Nice. Good question. That was a good question.
Thank you. Yeah. And I need to try the spaces that you guys are going to. Sweetwater's in Detroit was a good one, but I think I need to broaden my horizons because I do like Wingstop and I always just order Cajun.
Yeah,
bone in.
It's good. Got a bone in.
Which I heard their Cajun is a mix between their buffalo and their Louisiana rub.
Oh, okay.
Is what I heard. I don't know if that's true.
Yep. No, you're right. And it depends on the location, right? So I like dry rub a lot. I like sauce on the side. I went to a spot that was near Cadillac. They half douse their wings in rub.
Mm-hmm.
So if the fucking the chicken chef doesn't give a fuck about how he's preparing your wings, it will ruin your fucking visit.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, all right, fucking.
Here's your order.
That's
and then
true.
Tosses them out.
Yeah.
So that's why chain joints piss me off because they're not consistent.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. When I live in California, I love Popeyes.
Yeah.
I guess I was going to talk more about it with the Munch Madness bracket, but there was a Popeyes I lived a block away from, and I only had 4 times in the 2 years that I lived there. And I love Popeyes, but that fucking place, the staff there didn't give a shit. And it was like dry ass left under the lamp like all day. And I was like, and then when
wings
I came back
from
home
the day before they just threw right back under the
how
fucking
dare
lamp.
You?
Yeah. It happens, bro. Motherfuckers are lazy.
Yeah.
A job is a job.
I almost don't blame them, but it's just like, God.
But like, you know how many people are mad at you?
Yeah.
You know,
like, don't you care? Like, fuck, I paint walls and I care enough to do it right. Like,
no creases, no seams.
Yeah. Door lines.
All right, next question. I think this is what I meant by this, but how do you like your burger? Is like, what's your favorite kind of patty?
Okay.
And do you have like a chain that's like, does it right?
Ooh. My favorite kind of patty. I'll be honest, one of my guilty pleasures is just buying a 24-pack from, like, Sam's Club or Costco, just the frozen
like
dogs.
Bubba's Burgers?
Exactly.
They're really good, man. They're actually pretty good.
It's one of my guilty pleasures, man, and I'll grab the Montreal's, like, hamburger spice, you know, and I don't even let them thaw. I just throw them frozen on the grill.
Yeah. You don't need to.
You don't.
Those are the motherfuckers that you sear real hard.
Yeah,
you throw those bitches on the side, let them fucking finish.
Dude, they're so.
That's right. They're not bad.
No, it's such a guilty pleasure.
Is that your favorite cut?
But my favorite, like, oh man, I gotta go with a bison burger.
Oh, okay.
I love a good bison burger. I always get it if I see it on the menu.
I have a comment about that.
Yeah, it's dude. I first time I ever got a bison burger was in St. Louis. And they had like a head. I was like 21, and the bartender was like, She was fucking with me. She was like, yeah, that's actually the bison that you're eating. I was like, let's fucking go.
Fucking you guys fresh. Already got him posted up. You're making him watch me eat him?
Yeah.
Delicious guy.
Sorry, Darius, before we get to you. So the comment on that is when I was living in South Dakota in Custer State Park, bison were like roaming wild.
Yeah.
They had a really good burger joint there, surprisingly, in the city of Custer. So if anybody's ever rolling through... I think it's just called Burger and Bun. It's like one of those where it's just, the name is what it is, but it happens to be really fucking good. They make bison burgers, and they're like that type of place where they care about the burger. If you order a burger, they want you to eat it the way they made it with the sauce they put on it. Wow. They don't want you to put like anything extra on it. They don't put condiments on the table. Like one of the best ones there is a Greek goddess. If you like feta cheese on a burger, on a bison burger, really fucking good with the sauce. But they make like a ton of specialty bison burgers.
Yeah, that sounds dope.
Yeah. One of my favorite burgers is made at a place in Chicago called Kuma's Corner. All of their burgers are named after heavy metal bands or rock bands.
Yes, though.
Sick.
The burger that they make that I love the most is called the Zeppelin. It's smoked cheddar cheese on a regular, you know, ground beef patty, but then they throw fucking grilled and like beaten to death onions on top of pulled pork. And the
pulled pork on top of the burger.
Yeah. So, but the sauce is a barbecue sauce in the burger.
Dang.
So you're getting a barbecue cheeseburger with a fucking pulled pork sandwich on a barbecue cheeseburger. Dude, it's so fucking amazing, man. It's so good.
That sounds really good. My favorite type of patty is just like a smash patty.
Okay.
Throw two of them on top, like with a soft bun. Like Shake Shack.
Yep.
Yeah. Makes a really good just like.
So are you a big fan of like the crisp you know, edges on
like a lace burger?
Yeah,
I do. I do like that.
You ever had a Juicy Lucy?
I don't think so.
Juicy Lucy's are good, but they're steamed.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, have you heard of Ruckus Taco?
I don't think
It's a taco joint out of a Streamliner in Detroit.
Okay.
They just opened up a spot in Hazel Park.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Hazel Park. Shout out to Ruckus Taco. They have a smash burger. Okay. That's like taking Detroit by crazy.
That's all, I mean, it's just because sometimes like if you go to a pub at night and you get a burger, it's a thick like pub burger.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of flavor throughout the whole patty just because of however they because
it's mostly frozen. It's not it's by demand, and if it's a bar menu. Usually people are doing finger foods.
Yeah, and I feel like with a smash patty, you get all the flavor, crisp texture, you know, like in the seasonings or whatever.
I'm going to kick this camera's ass.
Oh.
One, two, three. Let me start it. All
right, well,
we're on it, though, dude. We're fucking on it. This is fucking, dude. This is a good episode, man.
Yeah,
this is a good episode. This is a lot of good fucking content. It's only like
three questions in, dude.
But dude, it's fucking good content.
Yeah.
Like, one of our biggest fans of the show is a friend of Kelly's, my fiance.
Yeah.
But she listens to the show religiously.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I hung out with her last weekend and her husband and their two kids. It was her son's birthday at the zoo. And it was just funny because I separate comedy with my life, and my life too, intersects with comedy whenever she's around, because she's like, I didn't hear you talk about that on the podcast, that you like this type of preparation of this.
Oh.
And she was like, and I was mad at you because you don't like Congress pizza, or not Congress,
Cottage Inn.
Yeah, she was like, I was pissed off, and I'm like, fuck.
That's funny.
Yeah, I was like, I can't even have a damn opinion about food.
Yeah, I'm going to hear about it.
Life.
Yeah. I do want to say, ultimate favorite, like very, very best is QP's. Here in Lansing, it's a 100-year-old burger joint, and they do an olive burger. Fucking olive burger is my absolute fucking favorite, dude.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah, you can get olive burgers all over Michigan, too.
I've heard of them. I don't think I've ever had... I've had olive loaf. I've had olive bologna.
Oh, yeah. I've had olive bologna.
Pizza bologna, too, when I was younger.
Pizza bologna sounds amazing. What?
QP. And there's another spot in Flint.
There's a QP's in Flint, too. I don't think they're owned by the same people, though. Yeah. But, yeah. So, those are my... That's my top burger. All right, guys. Let's get into it. It's Andy, time. Andy, oh, wait. Oh, yeah. You got more?
I have a lot more.
Let's go. Let's go. My bad.
We'll fire through them.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, do you ever make cheap ramen at home?
Yes.
How do you prepare it?
I'll air fry a drumstick. I'll soft boil an egg. And I'll also throw in some, like, five spice in there. Wow. Throw in a little hoisin, like, just random shit. And or sometimes I'll make a little $5 cut of New York strip. And throw that in there too.
Yeah, that's fucking nice.
Okay, my kids love right. their ramen, dude.
Fuck.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, you can really enhance a cheap ramen.
Yeah, fresh green onions.
Yep. So yep. I try to do my noodles al dente.
Okay.
Right? So I'll boil.
Is that without water?
That is
little
firm
crispy
noodles.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
Not
undercooked.
Oh, yes.
Undercooked.
Okay. Actually, I think I do the same.
So I try to get my noodles to that point. I'll take my noodles out of the water. Then I start my stock for the sauce. So I'll boil water. I'll throw sesame oil in there.
Yep.
And then I throw a little bit of sriracha. And if I have chili paste, I'll throw that shit in
there. Yeah.
And then I'll let that shit boil. And then sometimes I'll throw...
I think five spice and chili paste. Aren't they like the same thing?
Five spice, chili paste is...
The five spice I have is like a powder. The chili paste I have is a paste.
Yeah, because... Okay, maybe...
I'm thinking...
Because it is like something that I scoop out.
Yeah, well, you might have it in a paste version, which is dope as fuck, because that's concentrated.
I'm not sure.
So you can stretch
like, what am I grabbing out? No, I'm like, dang.
Yeah, there's just like random five spices. It's like a... these are five spices in a paste.
Salt, pepper, garlic, black pepper, white pepper, white garlic.
It's just MSG.
Five spices.
I'm like, dang it, they got me.
No wonder it tastes good, yeah.
It says five spices on it, but it's just five spice girls.
Yeah, it's a five spice variety pack.
It's just a fucking bottle with Spice Girls on it.
Fucking love Five Spice. Just, let's go.
It's just adobo. It's adobo.
It says, if you want to be my lover,
spice.
You have to spice.
And then I make my sauce, and then I throw my noodles in there, and then I throw an egg in there. I will throw meat if I have meat, but when I eat ramen, I like just the fucking task of picking up my ramen with my chopsticks and eating my ramen in the sauce. Mm-hmm. So it's not that I prefer vegetarian ramen.
Yeah.
I just like my ramen more directly, just fucking noodles and then other shit.
Yeah.
Because I want my noodles to taste like the sauce.
Are you a chopstick guy? Do you use chopsticks?
I can. Yeah. I'm pretty good at them.
Yeah.
But not amazing. Yeah.
Let's go. Not amazing?
Not amazing, but I can pick up, like, I can eat rice with it.
But you haven't starved
sticky
to death.
Rice, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sticky rice.
Yeah. Yeah. So if the dish calls for
You know what? Rice, it takes, it's not like, I don't even think about it when I'm eating. And my kids will be like, how do you eat rice with chopsticks?
But like, you also pick up the bowl, like you.
Yeah,
you
know,
yeah.
Like
you you bring that whole thing to you.
Yeah,
you
shovel
it.
Yeah,
the rice.
Like, you eat it. You just,
the starch in the rice makes the rice stick together, so you don't have to have skills. So basically, you're just shoveling.
It is. That's exactly it. It becomes shoveling at the end.
Like I don't always clear my plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I need to take some tips from you guys. So I'll just like my favorite chili or my favorite ramen cheap ramen pack is the Maruchan chili. Ramen pack.
Okay.
You guys ever had that?
Yeah.
And it's like peppers, not like chilies and like a...
Dude, try Samyang ramen.
I'll tell you.
I think I've had...
Korean base?
Is it the black and red packages?
No, they're orange.
Oh, okay.
They're like neon orange.
Okay.
But they're Korean based. The noodles are thicker.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And you get two packets of sauce per ramen. So you get
one like oil and one's like
Get the vegetable shit and then you get the sesame oil and then that might be mixed with vinegar.
Nice. Okay, I think I've had some. I don't know if I've had that brand, but I had something similar. But all I usually do is poach an egg and then fresh green onion.
You poach an egg?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, and it's for some reason, I don't know, everybody that I've talked to about poaching an egg. They're like, I don't know how to do it. And I don't do anything. I just let the water boil, throw the egg in, yeah, and then it does it itself. Some froth comes up. You just take that out, and the egg looks perfect. Yep.
So but, I used to – there's a technique that you could do where you create
a vortex.
Yes, you make it spin. And then you crack it and let it all spin.
I've done that
together.
A few times. I want – for some reason, I really wanted to make a poached egg. I made it. I was like – sucks. Got my toast all soggy.
Yeah, I don't tell people when I fuck up my eggs for ramen. I just go fuck it and then yeah. I eat it.
Yeah,
no, sadly. soft boil. You know, just like a quick six minute boil.
Very similar to what a poached egg would.
You get a runny. Runny. Yolk.
I just have this like comfort snacks. Any quick like favorite comfort snack that you're like, okay, if I'm at the gas station coming home and
I'm a little high
at night, like
taquitos. Tornado rolls, dude.
So you stop at 7-Eleven or Speedway. Yeah. Now that Speedway's owned by 7-Eleven.
Yep. Get the
which is a nice thing because they have the taco and cheese. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't get the taco and cheese. I just get the steak and cheese.
They're good, but
I'll get the breakfast.
It's like a 1 in 10 chance.
You got to be careful.
Perfectly cooked, like not too long.
When you get those though, it's so satisfying. When you get the perfect one.
Yes, yeah, you're like, I did it. It was worth it.
And you also kind of learn. You learn which Speedways actually rotate or which 7-Elevens actually like keep their lines like fresh.
Well, if somebody greets you when you walk into a Speedway, you're like, okay, they rotate their they'll rotate their taquitos. They're happy enough today.
Let's go. Yeah. But yeah, what about you?
I am a big fan of Speedway Buffalo Chicken Rollers.
Yep.
I like those because they satisfy my need for eating something and also getting something buffaloed.
I feel like, dude, you guys see those ads in the casino?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I need to be in there.
Yeah, they're like in the favorite game, Buffalo.
Buffalo. Yeah.
But I love going to Speedway and getting those rollers. And I also am a big fan of Speedway or 7-Eleven's trail mixes.
Oh, okay.
Because they're usually under $2.
Never thought about that.
And you get this, it's a trail mix, so you don't have to pay fucking Jack Links $6.
It's just like buying Meyer's Benadryl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same fucking.
Dude, you're going to get fucked up. You're going to go night-night, nigga. It's night-night when this bottle comes out. No matter if it has a blue or a white label on it.
Same chemicals. Exactly. It's just cheaper. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. All right, that's perfect. Comfort snacks, same. I like Flamin' Hot stuff.
I can't eat Flamin' Hot. It's been messing my stomach up.
Oh, me too. Nowadays, if I eat a bag, because I don't even eat the regular Flamin' Hot, I go for the extra Flamin' Hot.
Oh.
And if I eat a whole bag of that, if I'm stoned at night, like the next day, like my shit is crazy.
Dude.
And if I also in the same night have Blue Moon ice cream.
Oh man,
dude, it's fucking
dude. Because you got acid and then a crazy base.
Yeah, you
and
think that eclipse in the sky was crazy? Yeah. Look at the eclipse my toilet's about to see. Oh, all yeah. right,
Jesus,
it's fucked
dark
up.
Side of the moon for all real. Right.
This one is just chips and dip. Do you have like a chip and a
dude,
dip?
That's all right. Like the that's so here. Funny that you just did this. All right, so there's easy, a trend. Easy. There's a trend going on right now where if your wife is a passenger princess. You like set up her seat for her before you go on a road trip.
I hate my fiance sends me those videos.
Dude, all right.
Like, am I letting you down?
My wife
now
made me.
I'm already the one driving.
Yeah, my wife made me make one of those videos. Just yesterday, I made it. So I got her a book. I got her some Big B's. I got her her favorite gummies and some weed gummies. I had her iPad and her AirPods, and her fucking Stanley fucking tumbler, dude. You know, and fuck, where was I going with this? Oh, comfort. So there was something that I had to do for the comedic like factor. And so I got her a bag of Made Right chips and some QD chip dip. Quality Dairy is a Lansing based like.
Yeah, which is really funny. Yeah. I'm not familiar with it. I'm like, why are there all these stores just selling dairy? Like,
dude, they have, they have an ice cream bar and then they have this. Chip dip though,
but they sell more than just dairy.
That's where I usually get my beer when I come on the way here.
I don't get it either, man.
No,
why you call yourself Quality Dairy?
QD, I just dog.
Know people in white coats around
here. QD is dope,
though. Dispersing milk.
So, but like it was like, and I showed that to the camera, and I'm like trying not to laugh because who gets chip dip for a fucking road trip. There's nowhere to store it. Yeah, it's not.
True. You're gonna take a cup holder with that?
It's fucking in my glove compartment right now. That chip dip, son of a bitch.
Jesus,
God damn it! She's like, I'm gonna store it in here. She got me.
Yeah, dang dude.
That's who's the real joke on?
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I gotta edit that TikTok. I'm like, hey, guy. Yeah, I was already thinking about it.
My bad.
Because I was like, I want to be like, hey. Rio here with a video my wife told me to make for her. And if you guys blow this video up and make it go viral, it'll just make her right again, and I'll be so mad at you guys.
Yeah, you know? It's kind of a win-win.
Yeah.
My favorite chip dip is old school. I like fucking French onion fucking chip dip from anywhere that sells it.
Quality Dairy's chip dip is a French onion. Yeah. So I should have said that.
I like a ruffled type chip. Ridges. Lay's makes a good one. Ruffles makes a good one. I don't know. Better Maids is not as strong. I love Better Maid. Love Detroit.
As far as the consistency of the texture of chip, it's a very weak chip.
Yeah. It's a thin chip. It is a thin chip.
So like I'm pressing like into this harder chip. Dip. Yeah. Yeah. But I agree. French onion's my favorite.
Yeah. It's easy. It's good. You can't. I mean, everybody makes a decent French onion.
Yeah. And it's easy to make, too. My buddy Paul just recently told me, like, he'll get this French onion just seasoning packet and mix it in with whatever is it mayo or
I think it's I don't know what it is. It's so mysterious, that chip tip.
All right. next question. Mac and cheese with a question mark. That's all that's written there.
Mac
so,
and cheese.
So you could take that however you want. Like, do you want to just name your favorite box one?
Dude, there's nothing better than a proper homemade mac and cheese that has, like, some ham hocks or some bacon in it. Something that, like, it's for some reason, mac and cheese and, like, a pork is, like, my favorite, you know.
Oh, that's fair.
And I also like a good mac. Yeah. I like a fucking.
Have you ever seen that clip on that?
It's not a Cabernauer.
No, he says. Like, yeah, he's like. And if my grandma had a wheel, she'd been a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. What are we talking about? Yeah.
It's almost like a Cabernauer. Like, no.
Yeah.
Bitch.
She's just filling time. He shuts her down. Like, yes. Yeah. If my grandma had wheels, she'd be a bike. Yeah. All right, I'm glad you knew what I was talking about.
Mac and cheese. I am a big fan of. So when it comes to mac and cheese, there are two textures.
Are you making your own or are you buying a box?
Dude, I make my own.
I love that you're talking about textures.
Because there's
mouthfeel is important, dude. Mouthfeel is super.
Yeah. Good. I grew up with a more spongy textured mac and cheese. So my mom would always overcook the noodles, and then the top layer of my mac and cheese was cheese and then hard noodles.
Let's go.
And I don't like that.
Hard noodles?
No.
Uncooked or
no, they're cooked too hard.
Yeah. Yep.
So you the way the sequence in making mac and cheese
is baked afterwards.
Yeah, she baked it, but when she baked it on high heat.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
When you're dealing with pre-made
pasta,
noodles, you need to bake on lower heat and cook longer.
Yeah. Like a lasagna.
Instead of higher to get it done faster. And then that creates the whole top level of your fucking mac and cheese is just hard as shit.
I'm going to kick this camera's ass, dude.
What do you think is 1, 2, 3?
So I gotta sync it after the camera starts. So with the camera off.
One. So when I started to make mac and cheese, I started to research ways to make
the proper way. No,
so basically you just boil
no disrespect
noodles.
To moms.
Yeah, you boil noodles. You make
he's like
cheese
shit.
Sauce.
The recipe is like this shit. I didn't like.
You make your cheese sauce, which is basically
a roux,
a bechamel.
Yeah, about
yeah.
And then that is the binding agent for the noodles that you've already cooked. And then at that point,
how many cheeses are you using?
Oh, as many as possible.
Right? Yeah. That's what I always like, too. Like, give me... If someone's, like, using as many different cheese, Gouda, Munster, cheddar, Colby. Yeah.
But you also...
Give it to me.
You
like,
also need to
sweat.
Know cheeses.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't just throw
Well, yeah. You can't do, like, a milk base with, like, a
you can't
different,
do
like,
a goat cheese.
Yeah.
with milk-baked cheese.
Yeah.
Because that goat cheese
it's not going to melt the same.
Yes. Oh, it has a different consistency and a different boil and heating point.
The only way it would work is if like you added crumbles of that on top and baked
it. Yes. Yeah. As an accent.
Yep. Not a star. Yeah.
So as I've gotten older, I do make my own cheese sauce. I use cheddar, smoked cheddar, Gouda, white cheddar, and then
cornbread and beans used to do a Friendsgiving, dude.
Yeah,
it's not like a Friendsgiving
episode, dude. I bring some.
All these comics were all just like fucking bringing shit. I want to try your fucking Caesar salad. I want to try your mac and cheese. He once gave me a tip on lasagna. Fucking changed the lasagna forever in my house. You mix the pork with the pork and the beef sausage. Never did it before.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Fucking.
Right? Yeah. Stupid good.
So good.
Yeah.
So my mac and cheese. Yeah,
do you make your own or is it a box?
I don't.
Craft Select is my favorite box.
So I will say, my favorite box recently has been Cracker Barrels. They make like a three or four different kinds. Yep. But the mac and cheese.
That's a good job. But I just don't like the swirls, right? That's like a full swirl noodle.
No, not all of them. No? I think there's one that they make that is a swirl.
Maybe that's the one I bought.
They have like a Havarti.
And I was like, yeah, it was like weird, man.
What
is this in my mouth? that's what she said.
Oh, it's like a spiral. Yeah, no. Most of them are just like a regular macaroni.
Listen, if you use a spiral cut noodle for your fucking mac and cheese, get the fuck out of here.
You new ass cheese making mac and cheese motherfucker.
Too much fucking pasta. Yeah.
we're disappointed in you guys. But my favorite mac and cheese is my fiance does make a really good mac and cheese homemade. Ooh, she makes the roux.
Let's go.
Noodles. She always uses different cheeses. Like when, and a few times it's been the best. Like, I will eat this mac and cheese till I start sweating and realizing like I cannot be doing this to my body. But
I'm lactose intolerant. Dude, I'll fucking go to town on the
I just recently discovered I'm lactose intolerant. Well, yeah, if I get high
at night.
You said
Blue Moon? I was like, yep, that's a fucking.
Dude, if I get high at night and I have cereal with like actual milk. Bad. The next day, like my shit is the worst.
Dude, I am all like soy or almond milk. Because I can't.
I have to be that way.
I can't.
I have to
even my coffee creamer.
It's great for coffee. Man.
Even my coffee creamer. Yeah. It's a.
I'll throw it in there. Yep. All right. So next, underrated fast food chains are unknown.
Ooh.
Like Fazoli's. Have you ever heard of Fazoli's?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. We have Fazoli's here, dude. Fucking.
There's a Fazoli's in Lansing?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, the only one I knew. There's only two I knew about. One's in Ohio and one's in Kalamazoo.
Oh, really? Dude, my sister-in-law will come hang out just so she can go get twice baked spaghetti from Fazoli's.
Oh, yeah. It's a crate and unlimited breadsticks. I haven't been there forever. But, all right. Do you have any other underrated fast food chains?
Yeah. You can go first.
Portillo's.
Is that underrated?
I think nationwide it's unknown. So it falls into that space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I'm a big fan of the sister chain Checkers of Rallies.
Yeah.
That's fair. There's
it's
one by
regional.
Me. Yeah, there's one by me.
Yeah, it's weird.
Out here, there was like two Rallies within a mile.
Yeah.
By us, it's Checkers.
I'm also a big fan of Brown's Chicken. Brown's Chicken.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know that one.
So Brown's Chicken is it's a fast food chicken joint, fried chicken. It's not on the level of KFC, their chicken is more just, this is the way that we fry our chicken. And then they have other things on their menu, right? So it's straightforward, right?
Yeah.
It's just fried chicken. It's not specifying our chicken is just fried chicken. And Churches.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brown's
that deserves to be talked about.
I love Churches, man.
Brown's is really
good. I wish they were still around.
Because Brown's also has fried mushrooms. Not many fast food places have fried mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was another reason why I loved going to Churches or Brown's Chicken because you can get fried mushrooms, chicken, and then like, you know, maybe like meatballs or some weird shit like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice.
I just had one. Did I already say one?
No, you might have. I don't know.
No, I just had one. I think I lost it. Must not have been that cool.
Or good.
Yeah. Raising Cane's is on the come up. And that's one, when I was living in California, and I'm not somebody that's just like, because I eat like a lot of different foods. You know, like there's certain people that are like, right, when I go out, I order chicken fingers.
Yeah.
And obviously Raising
Cane's.
Yeah, Shout out Malachi Blades. Shout out Malachi Blades.
Chicken fingers.
His final restaurants in the Munch Madness was White Castle and Popeyes.
All right.
No, not White Castle. It was Chick-fil-A and Popeyes.
Oh. Yeah, and Chick-fil-A is overrated. I've heard you guys talk about it before, but anyways, next, Trader Joe's Frozen. Do you guys even ever shop at Trader Joe's?
No.
Yeah. Is there one around here? The frozen food. It's specifically just like the frozen food at Trader Joe's is really good.
Never go there.
Yeah, you can get like
for some reason.
You can get like fucking Indian food. You can get like fucking, you know, like.
And it's good.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to check it out.
So I guess that's just a shout out to Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. Y'all be killing it.
Why aren't you sponsoring us?
So these next two are kind of together. this is a genuine problem I have with like a lot of popular sandwiches. So breakfast sandwiches as well as like a Philly cheesesteak in a lot of places I think are very overrated, and it is because they need a sauce.
Okay.
On a Philly cheesesteak is melted cheese is not a sauce to me.
No.
A lot of times. I mean, if you have a very particular, like a Chipotle cheesesteak,
so
you
have Chipotle sauce on it. We were just talking about Big John's. That's a cheesesteak place.
Okay.
Yep, they do cheesesteaks.
Maybe I've never had a really good one.
They do, but they also have a red sauce. Dude, that red sauce, it hits.
Yeah.
Those sandwiches need a sauce. I hate fast food breakfast places because almost all of their sandwiches never have a sauce.
Well, the steak, egg, and cheese bagel. McDonald's has a sauce.
Has a sauce on it?
Yep.
Oh, I guess I haven't been there.
Yep. Yeah, and
got that this morning.
Egg and cheese and their baking egg and cheese
has a sauce on it.
Has a sauce. It's like a hollandaise.
Yes. Yep. It's like
that's a perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, like you know, McDonald's is like, man, we can't just throw mayo in this bullshit.
Well, like we're already giving them a bullshit steak.
We're giving them this crappy piece of steak meat.
Yeah.
Might as well throw a good hollandaise on that piece of shit.
I'm like.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm numb, bitch.
But yes.
Yeah.
I've never made a hollandaise myself. But,
dude, it's like, that was one of the first things I made that helped me.
But I love
like,
Eggs Benedict. Yeah. I've never made it myself, but yeah.
Dude, I was like, all right, I can cook. Like,
you made it yourself, and you're like,
dude, I can
very,
cook.
You have to be very particular with it, right?
Well, like, I saw a kid on fucking MasterChef Junior make it, and I was like, you little shit.
Who are you talking to? I think Evan on here is saying, because he's like, I don't cook, and you're like, you could watch Junior, like MasterChef, which is not like bad advice, but it's just so funny to hear that. Like, watch these kids cook,
and then we can hate them, and then they'll hate themselves.
Yeah, we'll be like, after you watch a six-year-old accomplish what you're like so intimidated
or a six-year-old make the same dish that you cry when you make.
Yeah,
you're like, I feel your pain. What?
Yeah, and you realize like cooking is not as crazy.
Yeah,
like, you know, obviously, like I don't think I have a really good palate. I smoke too much cigarettes and weed in my lifetime, and I think I've killed my taste buds. But
no,
your taste buds cycle every 7 years.
I quit smoking cigarettes too, man.
Yeah, and a lot of chefs fucking smoke cigarettes.
Okay, because I was gonna. I 3 months feel after like my that, senses you're like, are dull.
After you quit smoking cigarettes, you want to eat more.
That's
because
true.
You're like, oh shit, I'm tasting more.
Yeah.
And then you get fat.
Yeah, my wife still smokes cigarettes.
Yeah, I mean, like, I started working out, so
I used to smoke P-Funks.
I work out more.
Parliament Lights.
Oh, you guys, were you a cigarette smoker as well?
Yeah, dude, I used to smoke Reds and Lights.
I think my first cigarette was a Camel Crush.
My wife smokes
Newports eventually.
Like, nice.
And then I went back to Marlboro 57s. That was where I quit. I was on Marlboro 57s.
Veronica, my wife smokes Marlboro.
I used to smoke 72s.
NXTs.
Red 72s.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Was that like a blend?
No, they were just shorter, but they were
more nicotine.
They were shorter. And then they had a shorter filter on them.
Yeah, sometimes so I know I'm like, stressed when I smell a cigarette, and I'm like,
that big?
That sounds amazing. I'm like, God damn it.
I mean, like, dude, sometimes. After I quit smoking, and then I start, and then I have a cigarette, and then I'm like, this sucks. Like, yeah, even
that's,
now,
that's what I would know.
It like, does not feel the same way, and it's like it is not fun. It's not a fun.
Yeah, I quit in solidarity with my wife when she got pregnant with Desi. Oh, and awesome. Yeah, and then I just like stayed stopped. Mm-hmm. But she like after Desi was born, she was like, "Give me a pack of cigarettes right yeah. now."
And like,
right.
how can you argue with that?
You yeah, just like, I grew got a you. Human. Yeah, exactly. yeah. You deserve
yeah.
it.
Like, yeah, you fucking right. have a pack of them.
All right, let's. Oh, my bad. You said more?
Yeah, I do, but
I don't need a break. I want to get it.
Let's, you want to get in? All right, well, I'll just run through this.
My bad.
Cooking shows, and you just name them out real quick.
Dude, you guys watch Hot Ones?
I do. I watched Hot Ones. Yeah. I watched it since years ago. Dude, I've been there for 10 years. I feel. Like.
I was like, when did they get picked up by Complex? And they're like, when did they leave Complex? I'm like, yeah. I've been watching this for so long.
Yeah, it was from Chicago, by the way.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. But Hot Ones is it's a great interview show. Yeah.
Dude, he does such a good job. And then I just watched
the Conan O'Brien one, which was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
It's good. Conan
O'Brien is a fucking character.
It's
dude.
Actually the hammiest I've seen him be in years, in a great way.
Yeah,
in a great way.
He was intentionally like stepping
crazy, hired a dude to be a doctor, like yeah. and that like would come in and stuff. It was great. Just, it was like, a great episode.
Yeah, it was intentional of ramping up the comedy immediately. Mm-hmm. Like first thing he's like, let's get a baseline, and the doctor comes. He's like, all right, that looks good. Doesn't tell him the temperature.
No, nothing.
Doesn't say he's a doctor.
Just goes, okay.
Yep. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, and then walks away. Like, it was awesome.
All right, so we'll leave it at Hot Ones just so we can get through. I don't want to.
No, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I'll just pee real quick.
I also.
One,
two.
Pee.
Oh, yeah. Let's hand it. All right. Okay. So next thing on my list, I don't know where exactly we left off when that thing beeped, but favorite cheese, just a cheese that's like, and like, yeah, just in general, like, what is your favorite cheese?
Easy. I am a aged cheddar guy.
Okay.
Any form of aged cheddar, 10, 15 years, dude, that shit is.
Wow.
Wow. Yep.
Nice.
Mozzarella.
Really?
Yeah, I'm
fresh. Dude, buffalo?
Fresh mozzarella. Fucking
really?
Oh, so good, dude.
Oh man.
Give me a good Caprese salad. I'll fuck that shit up, dude.
Dude, yeah. I'm learning shit about my homie today. Yeah.
Give me those little mozza pearls. You know, the mozza pearls.
That's fair, man.
Yeah, I love those.
Mozzarella is it's good. My favorite of all time is probably feta.
It started when
not because of the application of it, but like even like if you throw it out the end as a pizza topping and you get it crispy, like crispy feta, it's really good. But on like salads in general, like I've gone to the fridge just to snack.
One of my wife's favorite things for me to make her in the morning is like a spinach feta frittata.
Easy, you know?
Yeah.
You guys like gorgonzola?
Yeah, I do. Yes, more than blue cheese, like because there's like
softer blue cheese.
Yeah.
I can't do blue cheese, but I can do gorgonzola.
It took me a while. My family's one time my uncle and my dad got into a fist fight over blue cheese. over a can of blue cheese. Like my uncle was trying to steal it.
Oh shit.
He was walking out of the house. My dad pulled up in the garage, and my uncle's got a can of blue cheese from our house in his hands, and they fucking fist fought. And I was being babysat by the neighbor, and the babysitter was like, "These people are screaming a block away. Like, it sounds like the cops are there." Yeah, and I was like, "That's crazy. It sounds crazy over there." It was my family, and it was over blue cheese.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
That's crazy. Do you just like when he shows up? Do you just like have blue cheese for him? Like, here you go.
Nah, he's the blue cheese. He's dead now. Unfortunately,
your dad killed him over that.
It wasn't the blue cheese. Uncle Brian moved to Florida, and then he died of mysterious circumstances. Holy but he was boy. He was a drug addict, so the mystery is not that deep. But rest in peace, Brian. Shout out to Blue Cheese.
Shout out to Blue Cheese.
In that day.
I'm afraid to talk about it.
I know you didn't say whatever. Shit. He was a good man. He used to steal my video games for drugs. But he
he's a great guy.
But no, this is what makes him a great guy. He asked me what my favorite ones were, and he didn't steal those ones.
Wow.
Yeah. So you know that's an addict with a heart.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
I love you, nephew, also.
Yeah. My wife
fuck you up.
Yeah. Had an uncle that was an addict, and she lost so much jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like all her, like a bunch of Kinsella jewelry that she got was always coming up missing. Happens.
Yeah. I remember being like, dude. Oh, Brown, you'll love Pokemon. Pokemon's great. And he's like, I think that's stupid. But like his being like that stupid and lame is like,
I'm going to sell that shit.
Yeah. He's like, I can't break your heart that much. All right. So lunch meats on a sandwich. What is, like if you're just making a sandwich at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy.
Turkey, ham, bologna, and salami.
Like a club.
All
sandwich.
Together?
Yeah. Yep.
All together?
Turkey, I do four meats. Yeah, turkey's the weird one for me in that mix. But
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love a good turkey.
It sounds like a club, like a, in a way.
Yeah.
I am, okay, this is hard classic. For me because I'm a big fan of ham on my sandwiches, but I've gotten to, my fiance makes a lot of turkey sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gotten into the turkey sandwich thing, but I'm like smoked turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Or fresh cut fucking deli turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
yeah.
give me the pre.
Ooh, yeah.
Because it's, dude, it's a huge difference.
Yeah, boar's head, fucking top notch, dude.
It's a huge difference.
You get some boar's head, that's fucking killer, dude.
Yeah, or like after Thanksgiving, you like that turkey. Like, yeah. You make like a hot sandwich. My fiance and I, and this is her, it comes from her, we'll take the Thanksgiving leftovers and we'll put them in like an egg roll.
Okay.
And then like dip them in gravy. Nice. And eat them like that. Like all the, you know, you roll up like all the leftovers into one egg roll and fucking, it's great.
Yeah, we usually use our turkey for turkey tacos.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Do you guys have a favorite deli like sandwich spot?
Ooh, Babes here in Lansing.
Babes?
Yep. It's, have you met Will Green?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's his spot.
He owns it? Or?
Yeah, he's a co-owner.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've never had like a full conversation with Will, but we've been on mics together.
He's a cool guy.
That's dope.
And they have some sandwiches there that are ridiculously good. You can get the Marge. That's what I get. And I think that's actually one of their turkey sandwiches,
nice.
Too. And,
yeah.
It's so well done. I would say that place.
Nice.
Portillo's, too.
Sandwich-wise, I haven't been to Babes yet. I see their menu, and it's enticing, and I just haven't been there yet. But yeah. I respect it. I think I'm on the level of Babes, because Babes sandwiches are very – they're well thought out.
Yeah, and super well constructed, too, every time you get there.
Okay.
Like, they take a lot of pride in making your sandwiches.
The owners love their shop, but my favorite – my favorite deli spot back in Chicago, if I'm ordering an Italian sub or if I want to go order a fucking sub, it's a place called Bari, B-A-R-I, also named after a region in Italy. But it is a storefront, and then in the back of the store is the deli counter.
Nice.
So you walk through the whole store, and then in the back, you know, you get your meatballs, you get your Italian, you get their, you know, shit like that. And they bake their own bread. So the family that owns
in-house?
That spot
that
owns
dope.
Another spot down the street on the same block.
Fucker.
on the same block. On the same block called D'Amato's. So D'Amato's has their own sub shop and their own shit, and they make their own pizzas. And then they also supply bread to Bari, and they make their their sandwiches in Chicago. So that's my favorite joint, dude. 6-inch, 9-inch subs. You'll be paying under $9, $10 for a fucking big sub.
That is amazing.
Yeah, good. What about you? Where you get your hoagies from?
So I'll get my favorite sandwich, like a deli sandwich. Like, so usually I'll make an Italian sub. So traditionally, you know, like ham, salami, not prosciutto. What's on it? Capicola.
Gabagool.
But I like an Italian sandwich. Like if I'm making myself like a deli sandwich at home, my favorite spot is similar to what you were saying, where it is a storefront and in the back you go. It's called Ventimiglia's. It's in Sterling Heights. You go in the back, and my favorite sandwich to order from them is an Italian, and you just say, "I want an Italian hot on a hard roll." So the hot, they just add hot garniere to the Italian sandwich. So that's my that's my favorite.
I love hot garniere, but I do it.
You like the oil.
So I do the oil. So when I go to Portillo's, if you go to that Portillo's in Sterling Heights, I highly recommend your order be a beef and cheddar croissant first, and then you go to the traditional
I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Get your hot garniere with your sweet peppers. On the traditional beef, you can get cheese if you really want cheese. Don't get cheese because that's a traditional sandwich. It's just dipped with the peppers and then the bun. But the beef and cheddar croissant is my favorite because the croissant holds a lot of the juice.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And it makes like that sandwich like a boat.
Yeah. Yeah,
like you're eating it, but the juice is all in there.
Yeah,
and
dude, that sounds so good. Right. Sopping, like let's go. I love a good juice soaked bread.
Yes,
and the croissant just does it because it's very dense.
That's why I say like most like sandwiches need like a sauce. They need something. Yeah. But so I wrote here like Brussels sprouts suck. But what's your favorite?
Oh, I love some good Brussels sprouts.
My fiance does too.
One of my favorite is we'll char some Brussels sprouts. We'll cut chicken sausage into medallions.
Yeah,
and then so the Brussels sprouts are charred with like a balsamic and honey mixture.
Yep,
and then we'll put a cup of rice in the rice steamer, and. Dude, that's one of my favorite meals, Brussels sprouts, sausage, white rice.
Well, that sounds like a guy that actually does like Brussels sprouts. Because my argument against Brussels sprouts usually is it's a Jim Gaffigan joke in a way.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that up front because I'm not trying to steal that joke. Is like anything, and he doesn't do it about Brussels sprouts, but like other stuff, it's like Brussels sprouts, most times the best way that they're served is covering it up with a bunch of shit to mask the taste of a Brussels sprout, but it sounds like you actually like the taste.
Well,
of
I use a mandolin, and we'll cut the Brussels sprouts.
And crisp them up.
Is yeah, and well, it's yeah, so it's a char, and and once they get to like, you can char them as much as you want too, like, dude. I like it like that.
My fiance's grandpa makes them with like a bunch of bacon and stuff, and it tastes amazing. But I'm like, none of this tastes.
Yeah, it's like a green substitute when they do that.
Yeah, you Brussels might as well get sprouts. Real greens
though, if you're gonna throw bacon in it.
I like we roast a lot of Brussels sprouts here.
Roast,
and we do very little ingredients: salt, pepper, olive oil.
Oh, I throw a bunch of fucking honey and.
It defeats the purpose, man. You gotta let that Brussels sprout fucking live and do its thing. And you know, salt and pepper ain't shit besides flavor.
It gets salt and pepper too, but
yeah,
we got a lot of honey in that bitch, dude.
Because the Brussels sprouts suck.
That's the only dish we use Brussels sprouts in. I don't use Brussels sprouts for. If I'm buying Brussels sprouts, it's for that specific. Meal during the week.
Do you guys have a favorite vegetable like that? Like you're like, okay.
I'm a big vegetable guy. I like veggies.
You
do? Yeah. There's not many veggies.
I'm a fruit guy.
I'm a fruit guy too, but like I used to eat
mushrooms.
Yeah, I like mushrooms. I used to eat broccoli as a kid.
Yeah. If we're counting mushrooms as a veggie,
yeah,
I'm the same way.
I love mushrooms.
Is mushrooms
a mushroom pan sauce, dude? On top of a chicken? Yes.
Because mushrooms have different mushrooms have textures.
Yeah, you guys like morels?
Depths.
I think so.
Dude,
yeah.
Fuck with morels?
Yeah. That's the type of mushroom, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You can forage them here in Michigan.
Oh. Yeah.
And they sell for like $32 a pound. They're like one. They're like the second most expensive fungi next to truffles.
Oh, I gotta start a new business.
Truffles, dude. I'll fuck a truffle up, dude.
I like that.
That's why I think mushrooms aren't veggies, because I put mushrooms in truffles. Not.
They're their own thing,
they're
man.
Fungi.
They're not even mammal, human, veggie. They're like they're their own.
It's fungi. But Michael.
They're so vast in the amount of abilities that they have.
Oh, yeah.
They're better than vitamins.
Dude, there's like the chicken of the forest. I had chicken of the forest. I didn't know it was a mushroom that I was eating.
You mean chicken of the woods?
Chicken of the woods, chicken of the forest.
I've had a fried mushroom before that's tasted.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, tender.
And I was like,
Lion's mane is supposed to be
lion's
vegan
mane.
Steak.
Yeah.
Oyster mushrooms are really good, too.
Yeah. I've never had an oyster.
They're super fucking.
I've actually never had a lion's mane either. And the only reason why I had the chicken of the woods was because my sister was like, oh, I'm going to be slick. And I was like, dude, this is really fucking good. Like, I actually enjoy this. You didn't have to trick me. You could have told me, like, hey, I got this kind, and I would have been excited. Dude, you know, like, regardless.
100%.
But I also like squash. Dude, I'm a big squash guy.
You guys fuck with squash? My fiance loves it.
I like squash.
My fiance is more of a veggie person.
Dude, one of my favorite like barbecues.
And she'll make some really good dishes that convince me otherwise. Because like I didn't like sweet potatoes for a while. She'll make this like
some sweet potatoes.
What do they call it? Fucking like
a yam.
It's not like a it's not like a shepherd's pie or a hobo pie. But she calls them jacket potatoes. So she'll make a sweet potato with like pulled pork on top is like a top, and you just eat that, or like a regular potato with like beef or like something.
We just call them loaded.
I guess it's basically like a loaded.
But we do that too.
You know what we should do now, since we're on the roll, is do the questioning that we do after at the end.
Oh yeah, interview
done, and then do the bracket last.
Yeah. The bracket is going to be its own episode.
Yeah.
For sure. Because he's got a lot to say.
I have a bit to say, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm actually excited, though. Because, like, earlier I was trying to... I had to get out of my producer head. You know, I was thinking about, like, the hosting. We get, like, we pay for a certain amount of, like, upload per month.
Oh.
And that's, like...
Oh, I think I heard you guys talk about this before.
Yeah, Buzzsprout. Yeah. But we fucking upped our shit, dude. We fucking... We
got a budget. And our budget takes care of a lot of shit, and we forget about that shit. Dude, I bought beer for the show tonight, and I forgot to pay for it with our budget.
No.
And I was like,
"That's dope."
We're at that level. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I don't have to buy shit.
Yeah. Because
we already have money to buy shit.
That's what it's for, yeah.
Well,
I'm taking
them out. Dude. Yeah, dude. Yeah, you take as many as you want, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can continue with it. We could finish this, or like just fucking throw.
Let's finish this and then do the bracket as a separate episode.
Yeah.
Yep. As a follow up.
Yep.
All right. So late night foods in college towns. I just wrote this as far as like, because I know you guys live in Lansing, and I used to live in Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
For a bit, and it was fucking amazing. That like any time, like because I'm a night owl. Sometimes I have trouble sleeping or whatever. Have that. Yep. It's not an option. Especially after COVID, I actually don't know how things are different.
It's sad after COVID.
Are things not open as late even in college
towns? Lansing is.
Okay. Because like you could get but not Lansing until 3 a.m. when I was in Kalamazoo.
Dude, man, I used to be so hammered at Mena's Joint.
Oh, ish.
In East Lansing, dude.
There was a couple of Mena's. There was at least one Mena's Joint in Kalamazoo.
Dude.
Big fucking burrito stuff, right? Like, a lot of breakfast type
thing. It's basically just to soak up everything that you drank night.
So you can sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there was Mena's Joint. There was also another spot on East Lansing that does wraps, Conrad's.
I've heard of Conrad's. I might have had it once back when Travis was going to school here.
Yeah.
When I visited him or something. Conrad sounds familiar.
Dude, Conrad's is another wrap, another big ass burrito joint that just soaks up everything that you drank that night. So there's either you either go to Mena's Joint or you go to Conrad's, but by the end of it, you were going to be like a little bit more sober, you know? Oh man, I used to be so hammered. Walking around Michigan State, I remember like just sitting on a curb, and the police was like, "Hey, you all right?" And I was like, "Yeah, my mom's on her way to come get me." He's like, "Okay," and just drove off. And I was like, "I should call my mom to come get me."
Do, do, do.
Yeah, mom.
Do, 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 do. Can you come again, man?
I'm in front of Pinball Pete's. Yeah. What about you? What you got anything?
And this was late night.
Just a college town spot or whatever. Or just like the luxury maybe of having late night food.
We used to, so when I was in college, I lived not on campus. So back in the day when I was in Redondo Beach, we late night style, we would drive to Fatburger or In-N-Out.
Fatburger, In-N-Out, a couple of nice name drops, dude.
I mean, let's like, go.
Those are my fucking birthday, heavy drops.
I went to In-N-Out. I ate like the biggest burger they had. I went back home and threw up all over the
world.
Dude, I was hammered, dude. But my favorite like college type like, place to eat in Chicago that was always open was, I mean, it didn't matter because there were a bunch of Mexican joints that were open 24 hours.
Yeah.
Or diners.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I was hanging out with my homies from the Art Institute that were chefs, we would either order Chicago pizza or El Ranchero. El Ranchero delivered until 5 in the morning.
Damn.
And then
damn, that's crazy.
Delivered in the middle of the night.
You know how many fucking times I ordered their food, paid for it, and then fell asleep, and then they like showed up.
Yeah,
you have like, missed calls from them. Right?
Do like six mixed calls. Yes, I wake up at 8 in the morning. I'm like, fuck.
Raccoons are all eating your shit.
And they just laugh because they're like, free food for us.
Yeah.
But that was my shit. El Ranchero or Chicago Pizza. Was our shit when we were young. Definitely Chicago Pizza. I stole a pizza from those guys when me and my buddy Josh were drunk as shit.
Let's go.
Because we didn't have money. So we ordered a pizza to a spot that was adjacent to our street. That was a one-way going a different way. So we stole the pizzas and then ran the opposite way on the one-way street to back to his house. And it was like a foolproof fucking, it was a foolproof job. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't chase us.
Yeah.
And we were broke. So it was like, you catch us, we give the food back, or we eat the food.
Yeah.
We're broke. So,
we're going to touch it with our hands.
Yeah. Never paid for that shit.
Shout out to that. Dude, one time, me and my friends, we were really drunk. We called a taxi. We were all broke. And we had them drop us off like a block before we had to go. And then we all had to ditch. Then we paid them back the next morning, you know, like with a nice tip. But we were like, sorry, we had to fuck you last night.
Waiting for my check to clear.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, we were all really drunk and nobody had any money. So we just had to run off on you.
Hey, that's fair.
What about you? What about your.
Late night college spots?
Yeah.
Well, back when I was living in Kalamazoo. Cottage Inn was open late. Like a lot
love
of the.
Cottage Inn, yeah.
Because I will say, and I think I've heard you guys have an opposite opinion on this. Like, there's a lot of the. Like the fast food pizza chains or whatever. Or like the pizza chains.
So pizza by. I guess pizza by the slice you can call fast food.
Yeah.
They just don't have a real drive through.
Okay. Yeah.
Serrano's. You fuck with Serrano's Pizza on 9 Mile in Roseville? You ever had it?
I probably have.
Drive through?
Okay. Yes. Oh, no. There's one in Mount Clemens. There's a Serrano's drive-thru as well. Dude, okay. But no, like Cottage Inn was open late. Like, I would say what I was going to say is like a lot of, unfortunately, like a lot of those fast food late night pizza spots like are not that, they weren't that good. Like, I don't think Domino's is that great, even though they changed, like their PR moves were great. Where like 20 years ago, remember they were like, we know we suck and they changed.
Yeah.
That was amazing that they did
and
that.
And then Pizza Hut was like, we're not changing.
Yeah, Pizza Hut's not – like Pizza Hut, Papa John's, and Domino's are not that great in my opinion.
Yeah.
And all of those – like even – like I had those were like the main chains in California. Those fucking sucked.
Oh, really? No Hungry Howies, huh?
Pizza in California fucking sucks.
What?
Yes, it sucks.
California pizza sucks.
Yeah.
Yes, lame.
It does. It's really bad.
Smack you, Cali. Yeah.
They have amazing Mexican food, and very like, you know, and they have like really amazing restaurants, but their pizza on average, everywhere fucking sucks in California.
California, get your fucking pizza game together, you pieces of shit.
100%. I would stand on that, dude. I would fight anybody. I would fight anybody. That's why I said earlier, like, Midwest has the best pizza.
Midwest, bitch.
But, like, late-night spots in Kalamazoo, it was Cottage Inn I would order from. I know, like, not a huge fan. It's not the greatest pizza, I agree.
Yeah.
There was Insomnia Cookies. There was a place called The Den. After a certain hour, you couldn't get, like, a Sammy from them. Is what they called it, sandwich.
Sammy,
you,
I like
you go
the
in the back
Sammy,
and you yeah. order, and they had like
Sammy's. I
had a very particular sandwich that I ordered there with Munster cheese and feta cheese and like, and they would like panini press it or whatever. It was a really good spot in Kalamazoo.
Panini press is such a nice touch,
yeah.
Dude. Yes. I got a panini press. Hardly ever use it, but when I do, I'm like, look at that thing.
Delicious.
Yeah. Not as good as Ventimiglia's. But anyway, so that, like in Kalamazoo, there wasn't that many great, but any spot, I guess, that you probably have here, they would have there. There was a Gumby's Pizza, I would say.
We used to have a Gumby's Pizza here,
it
dude.
Was good.
I loved their fucking
good,
breadsticks.
Very, very cheap and good.
Yeah. And it was like, dude, you could tell it was a cheap pizza because sometimes there'd be like a bare spot and like the crust. You know, where the crust got stretched too thin. You know what I mean? Like, and it was still the sauce and the cheese. Like, it wasn't ever too heavy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like, they knew they were sparing, but it gave it, like, a better experience for being sparing, you know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you get a pizza that's, like, fucking extra sauce, extra cheese, and you didn't order any of that, you know? And you're like, what are we doing?
Well, that
what the fuck is this?
That was something I could have said earlier as well on the pizza topic with, like, the style of pizza that we all like. It's like, sometimes less is more.
Yeah.
Charmin Ultra. Sometimes it is like
where, you go to
like,
a Charmin house, don't wipe like you got a single ply.
Don't you dare!
You'll fuck their plumbing up.
If you have the perfect,
don't ask me how I know.
We got small pipes here.
I'm like
Charmin.
I'm like, no one told me it was a Charmin house, and they're like, what did you do?
Yeah,
like,
thick toilet
April
paper.
Fools.
I got toilet paper.
The plumbing crew comes in.
Yeah,
Mario Brothers.
It's actually a fucking Ponzi scheme because my cousin is a plumber.
Shit Ponzi scheme.
I have a rack.
Yeah, go through.
Who got a doodoo?
Yeah. Go through different houses and fuck their plumbing up.
Like
and then
shit.
They have to call my cousin.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotcha. You shouldn't have had me over.
But yeah, the
my voice changes.
It was I forgot what I was fucking. The ratio of like sometimes less is more on a pizza where like you can get a perfect bite.
The perfect bite.
It has to be a really well-made pizza for like, you know, like you can have like an amazing bite anywhere.
That's what I think is with we tried the Crazy Puffs from Little Caesars.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about those is
it's a perfect bite.
You know what's crazy is when I was younger, I think we were talking about like textures and stuff. When I was younger, like I liked my cereal mushy. I liked like mushier textures.
Okay, yeah.
As I grew up, I liked the crispier textures.
Oh, all right.
Like when I was younger, I would prefer the middle slice on a pizza to get the least amount of crust. But now that I'm older,
I want crust.
Yeah, I would love like a.
I'm glad
and that's
that
why those
like,
crazy puffs.
That's a tavern style guy right here who just said the middle slice, so no crust.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because
when I was a baby,
you get
yelled
at.
I was a boy.
Yeah, no. Well, I'll
take that middle fucking.
Yeah,
loser.
What are you doing?
And then no crust. I just want that mush.
Yeah. Well,
this
also,
gets weird.
There's gonna be people who are like, what kind of pizza has a middle slice with no crust? Because they're gonna be thinking triangle cuts. This is a square cut pizza that he's talking about.
Yes,
guys.
I am. Yeah,
just
so
you guys know.
Yep.
And that's what I was like, you're a tavern style guy. Like, let's fucking go, dude.
Yeah.
At heart.
Yeah, growing up. A.
Yep.
I love. So with tavern styles, you can get away with like a lot of toppings. I think tavern style is one of the few pizzas that where excess isn't as much because the crust. So here's the thing. When you're making like traditional hand rolled pans or you're making like another thing, the amount of toppings is going to affect the crust cooked.
Yeah.
You know, but when you do a tavern style, when you do a tavern style, no matter what you have on top of it, it's such a thin crust that the pizza is going to be on a good base no matter what.
Yeah.
You know,
That's a good way of putting it.
So it's tavern. That's why tavern style is so tricky to describe to people. Who have it? One, you can get a centerpiece with no fucking crust. Yeah. All right. Two, yeah. You can get a shitload of toppings on it and it still hold up, you know? And like three, it's almost everything they have in the kitchen. Yeah. The Italian sausage is going to carry, the first thing that you experience is a cheese, but the second thing and the second most important ingredient is the sausage. How it's spiced, how it's made before it comes into the pizza on a tavern style. And I'm ranting right now.
I'm going back to Chicago.
Gumby's, what a great fucking pull. Look at us now.
But
is it even still around?
No.
No?
Okay, no.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
One of my buddies...
Too cheap.
It was so affordable.
One of my buddies has blown the fuck up in Chicago.
Oh, you showed me his page.
Yeah, Tony.
Dude. His friend is an expert pizza maker.
Bro, he is... Expert. If you Google Professor Pizza... This is Tony.
Hey, Professor Pizza, shout out.
Hey, Tony, I see you in a little bit, bro. I told you I'll be at Zany's on the 23rd, bro. Come through.
Cornbread and beans. You need to make a pizza with him for the fucking channel,
but
dude.
But the thing is, we keep talking about pizza, and I'm thinking about Tony because this dude literally made his pizzas out of his house, and then his pizzas were so good that restaurants – invited
him to take
over their kitchen.
Yeah, he was stashing pizzas out of random
kitchens, dude, in Chicago.
Have I seen this guy on YouTube? Is he like...
No, I'll send you his shit,
most
dude.
Most likely. Okay. Like,
Tony's the shit, bro.
I watch a lot of food YouTube.
Professor Pizza, I was like, you know this guy?
Yeah.
He was so, like, oh yeah, that's my boy. Shut the fuck up.
All rappers...
That's crazy.
That
come through Chicago... Comedians too.
Michigan doesn't know how tied Darius is in Chicago. Like, and Darius isn't headline. He doesn't want a headline here. I don't know why he doesn't want a headline.
Well, I just want to. I just want to.
I know you've been doing comedy at least since 2009.
Way before.
So you're like, you have the experience and the, like, you know, the time.
He has a whole comedy album.
On
Spotify.
I must have missed that. That's dope.
But
man.
My whole approach with comedy, man, it's different because it's...
I feel like I might relate to you. I don't promote
myself
that much.
Because I am so different than Darius when it comes to like comedy.
I love the connection that is made that night when I'm performing, right?
That makes sense. I feel like every
time
that
is what I'm
style.
Dedicated to. Yeah. That night, that connection, because...
I guess that makes sense with what I was... Sorry to interrupt you.
No.
But with what I was... Like, observationally, I haven't seen you, like, too much, but every time I see you, I think you're awesome.
Yeah.
But it also feels like... I'm like, is this guy just riffing? Yeah.
It's so natural. Like, the performance is so natural. And you're, like, always in the pocket where you can't tell. Like,
it just
makes sense. Is this rehearsed or is
what
this...
you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one of the things that I understand about comedy, right? It is subjective, but coming from the view of the entertainer, if you are blessed with or accept the fact that you entertain, whether if it's improv or stand up. There's a certain creed that you have to live by, right? You are relied upon to entertain.
Yeah, and to bring people out of their, their
own
cuts.
You have to agree to that. In a friend group. Especially when you're not feeling it that night and the friend group is looking at you like as if you're going to provide it and you're like, oh, I'm just a fucking clown.
Yeah, no, I just want to be here.
Yeah.
I'm just hanging out.
I don't like the pressure of the fact that you're a stand-up comic. You need to be a stand-up comic.
I hate that. I don't tell anybody to stand up. Yeah.
The love that I have with comedy is the fact that I can walk into a room and the pressure is on me to relate to those people. And I'm no different than anybody in that room.
I fucking love that.
I just want to talk about the things that nobody wants to say. Sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I have a story. This is... All right, so I'm a dungeon master for D&D. All right.
Oh,
My brother,
he decided to make a bard.
Okay.
And me, as like, this is years ago, a long time ago, and he walks in, and I have one of the patrons flick a gold coin at him and ask him to perform. And he got offended. He's like, I'm not. He's like, yes, I do perform, but I'm not here to perform at your whim. And I was like, what kind of bard, you know? Now I reflect on that like scenario so much as a performer now.
You're a bard.
People like, tell me a joke. I'm like, go look in the mirror. Like, it's my easy.
But the thing is, like, when somebody says, tell me a joke, my immediate response, like, internally
is not funny.
Is to exert the words, you won't get it.
Yeah.
So, like, but it was just something weird that he, like, understood a performer's mindset as a role player, way more than I could like interpret. Yeah.
Life, baby. Dude, I'm trying to do my thing.
Now
I love to do this.
Exactly.
But fuck off.
Yeah,
man.
Dude, you're not seeing me. You're not seeing me on the stage.
I used to throw out, and sometimes I will, if certain people ask me, like if they find out I'm a stand up and they ask me, like I will throw out a certain joke that I know is not going to land. just because, like, it'll make them feel weird and be like, you must not be that good.
Shut up!
But most times I will, nowadays, tell people, like, in this context, it is not going to work. It is not worth it for me to fucking do this right now.
It's
going to make me hate myself.
Yeah.
It's going to make you not like me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not fucking worth it. It's such a weird thing. And a lot of times I have to feel out a person before I even tell them I do stand up. If it comes to that part in a conversation.
Yeah,
you weigh whether it's worth it or not.
Where I'm like, if I read the person as somebody who's going to ask me to tell a joke, I won't even tell them at all. There's no point. Man. Yeah. There's no point.
I've learned that realize, because...
Yeah, there's... They, oh, they man. Won't, they don't
they
even
will ask.
It. Yeah.
I'll be at work meetings and be like, hey, Rio, you want to do 5 minutes?
I'll do 5 minutes of overtime, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like,
and watch I got to pee again.
All right.
You too.
I got to pee a little bit too.